lock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop it!
Well, hello and welcome to Pride Month. I am very proud. How are you? Are you pride? Are you proud?
Of what?
Being a great big giant, well, you're not so giant anymore. A fabulous homosexual.
Oh, I hate that. It's just, I hate just the feeling of being separated from everybody though. That's what I don't like. It almost feels like they're like people are pointing at them being us, them.
Yeah, they kind of are, only not so much. Now, a lot of the younger ones are trying to invent ways that they can be part of us because we're so fabulous.
Well, you heard that the some members of, I think it's the Senate in California, are trying to prevent one of the sisters of indulgence.
Sexual indulgence, yeah.
Yeah, from getting notice on things that she's done for the community because she's mocking the Catholic Church.
Oh, poor Catholic Church. Why didn't they just cry all the way to their coffers?
No, what they need
to do is... their big chalice and...
Well, we'll give them something in exchange for making fun of them. How about tax-free... Yeah, that'll work, right?
And getting off scot-free for all the...
Yes.
Well, so they
can tighten up themselves.
Yeah. They like it tight, that's for sure. Anyway. Oh, this... Disgusting. Moving on. Anyway, happy Pride. This is Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 497, recorded on June 5th, 2023. And it is only three more shows until number 500 and the big announcement.
So that means that our 500th show will be on the 26th, unless you figure out some reason why we can't record in between that time. I know how you are, so.
No, that's me, all right.
Yeah. So we got the June 26th. Mm-hmm. That's our 500th episode. 500 people. You know what that means?
Close to my former weight. Anyway, if y'all want to, I made Tom make a face. So if y'all want to send us some congratulations messages, please give us a call at.
That's going to throw the whole show up. People are going to turn automatically shut down.
Or give us a call at the number at the end of the show.
Yes.
And you can also send us stuff at chubsgonewild@gmail.com.
But no chocolate because we are into the summer months, so.
That's true. However, Amazon gift cards for chocolate would work well. All right. Where were we? It is 148 days till Halloween and 203 until Christmas. And this episode is sponsored by A Girl's Odyssey, the Maud Findlay story. Story of a young pioneer girl it's a new book I'm reading and it's very good.
Ooh, you read?
Occasionally. Actually, mostly I write. So I get so burned out on like all the stuff that I actually have to read for like work and everything and then writing that leisure reading is like very, very rare. So Hey, that reminds me. I was looking at an article or an opinion piece, rather, in the New Yorker, New York Post. I don't know, one of the newspapers that still exist. And it was talking about a little drug called Ozempic, which you and I have been talking about a little bit because Nephi is just freaking out about it. He cannot stop talking about this drug. Anyway, it is for people with diabetes, and then they start giving it to people for, like, oh, maybe for your weight loss, maybe for your, oh, maybe it'll grow your cuticles back. Oh, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, but there's now an opinion piece saying that this could actually be a drug that curtails addictions, like all addiction. Like if you have addiction behavior, that it can ease that compulsion.
So you'll no longer be in love with that one person forever and ever.
Leave Corey Hart alone.
Yeah.
No, but like apparently all I could read, because it was gated content and I was not going to give it the dollar a week that it wanted. Sorry. Saving the monies. But but it was going on about this woman who like she used to be an alcoholic, but she gave up alcoholic and then became a compulsive shopper, and then she ended up being on that and then found that she no longer had like compulsive issues to shop or drink, or like there just wasn't the compulsion to do it. It didn't stop her from shopping, but it basically, like, she just walked out of the store with whatever she had on the list and didn't even, throw in all those extra, like, oh my God, items. So I don't know. Interesting. Just throwing it out there.
What's your favorite berry?
My favorite berry, strawberry. I know it may seem a little pedestrian to some, but that is the berry that captures my heart. Well,
Well,
I know yours is berry Manilow.
no.
No, you don't like, but well, what's yours?
Blueberries. I'm just born on the wrong coast. That's the problem.
Oh, blueberries are nice.
Well, see, we get blackberries here, the same way they get blueberries on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're almost wild back there. It's just, and it always bugs me because, you go in and you like look for a frozen pie and you can find blackberry, you can find raspberry, you can find cherry and apple. Usually strawberries are fresh pies, so they're not usually frozen. But it's harder to find a blueberry pie than it is any other. Well, no, I can't say any
That's
other pie,
true.
but you don't usually see them here. And even the canned blueberries or the frozen blueberries are occasionally you'll see them here and there at like some of the stores, but it's just sad.
Interesting. I remember being a little kid, growing up on the ranch, and we had a big patch of like blackberries
Yeah. Well,
and go
yeah, I
out.
got one in my backyard right now that I don't want. But yes, I've got a big patch of blackberries in the backyard.
Interesting.
Because they just grow like, because what happens is as like so many other things that birds eat, they eat them, then they poop them, and wherever they poop them, they poop a seed out with some fertilizer and it grows. I've got them in my lawn. I've got them in my flower beds. I've got them in the back, next to the alleyway. It's insane. It's insane.
We used to have a grape, little grape thing. I mean,
Arbor.
where it was, it's like a
Arbor.
trellis. What?
Arbor.
Oh,
Arbor.
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to have that out in the back, and you could go like sit in it and everything, but the bees, the bees had taken over because, you know, sweet fruit and stuff. And so you didn't really want to go in there because you're probably going to get stung. That was a fond memory.
Well, see, when I was a kid and we were picking blackberries because, you know, like I said, I mean, they were everywhere. I remember down by the school near our house, whether the school was open or not, there was a blackberry field, you know. And the thing is, you couldn't get very far in because they're horribly stickery, thorny plants.
Yeah.
And they also harbor critters that you don't really, that are looking for protection.
Oof, yeah.
So you'll find a lot of snakes in the blackberry vines.
No, and thank you.
So we didn't go very far into the blackberry vines because, you know, we could take some trimmers and go in there and get those beautiful dark berries that are there in the center. But who knows what else is in the center of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. All right. Well, we want to talk to you real quick about Patreon, which offers a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like, you know, special podcasts, books, videos, so much more. We want to thank our current patrons, Clint Nephi Nick, DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brothers and Natives, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame. If you want to find out how you can become a supporter of this show and lots more projects, actually, first of all, it's $1 a month. So, guess what happened this day in history?
You're going to tell me.
No, if you'd like to tell us.
Well, no, I was going to guess that it might have been the thing about Robert Kennedy.
Yes! Oh, my God.
That happened today, like, in 1968, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the year before the Summer of Love, so it was 68.
Well, he was shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles after winning the California presidential primary. Immediately after he was announced, his cheering supporters that the country was ready to end its fractious divisions, Kennedy was shot several times by 24-year-old Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan. He was pronounced dead a day later on June 6th, 1968. Did you ever hear about, there was a, maybe you know who it was. There was a kind of a psychic that was real popular back in that time period, a woman. And people used to go to her to, you know, have their fortunes read and everything. She's very popular. I think she did game show circuit. Or not game show, but talk show circuit. Not ringing a bell. Okay, anyway.
No.
Yeah, okay. So she apparently had visions or spirit voices or whatever, and went to John Kennedy and said, don't run for president this cycle. Wait until the next one. And because if you run this cycle, it will be very bad and it will send the country into a very bad future. But if you wait, then you will change the country for the better and blah, blah, blah. So interesting. Here we are. Stupid Kennedys. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. All right. Today's affirmation. I release any limitations based on old negative thoughts. I joyfully look forward to the future. Let that sink in a moment. No limitations.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dozed off there for a second.
Oh, I know. As you get older, you have to take more naps.
Oh, my God. This morning, I was watching television, and the only thing that woke me up was that my nose was running into my mouth.
Oh, dear. That's like reliving your youth.
Well, it's, but no, the thing is, it's, I mean, that's part of my allergies, but, my allergies are down to runny noses and occasional sneezing.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I'm still on my allergy pills, but during this time period, back during the 80s, I would have to take days off at a time where I couldn't see.
Yeah.
My eyes, one time I was at work and I had a sneezing fit. And afterwards, my eyes were swollen shut. So somebody had to drive me home and walk me into my house and throw me into the bed.
Oh.
And get me a cold compress to put across my eyes because I could not see. Of course, we lost two people from work that day because two people, well, one had to drive me home and the other had to drive my car home. So we did it in between shows.
Well, that's good, but
not
and
fun.
We've had a really bad allergy season this year too.
My niece today, my oldest niece turned 60.
Ooh.
No.
What'd you get her?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay.
She's 60. She doesn't need anything anymore.
Well, that's true. Once you
no, actually, it's funny because when I just think about the stuff we used to get grandma all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And all she'd ever get was we would get some Jewish wine that she really liked that was super sweet and it was gross.
okay.
And she loved that. And then she would get different kinds of colognes that she was never going to wear. You know, it's just. But what she really wanted was, she just wanted it. Lovin's, Lovin's, give me Lovin's. And it's like, oh my God, she's got her teeth out and she's doing this.
Oh, she wanted
and you knew that you were going to be wet.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. She was actually my sister's grandmother, but she was the only grandmother I ever knew. So.
Aw. And you gave her Lovin's, right?
I gave her Lovin's. Usually, good. And afterwards it'd be like, oh no, she's slobbered all over me. And then she'd laugh about it. And, she was driving in her 80s.
Well, good.
And that was in the 70s.
Yeah.
So,
that's what my mom's going to be doing.
Because you need to get to the Kmart. God damn it, Mom. Let's go.
Oh, Kmart doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, my God. That's right. They don't.
Yeah. So.
You know the Sears is gone, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Not that long ago, the last one went boop.
Yeah, I was over at Arden, and it's like there's this big dead building at the end now.
I'm surprised it's not the whole mall. I mean, who goes to the mall anymore?
People like to shoot guns.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's... No, actually people are still into shopping and buying stuff and seeing if it fits before they order.
Right. I mean, I used to love to go to the mall when I had any money to do it because I love just all the different shops and all the different things and all the different, you know, I just didn't like
bullshit. It was the Cinnabon in the corner next to Sears. That's why I went to Arden
Fair.
That
was only during the last like one or two times I went to the mall. But
oh my God,
yeah, Cinnabon is freaking good though.
And I only ever bought one. Why did I not get the six pack?
Oh yeah, no.
You that's right. Because Sean would need it, and then I'd eat six Cinnabon.
Yeah. One of the only reasons to order from Pizza Hut, because their pizza and everything just have gone so downhill, but they had Cinnabon.
Oh.
So you could order Cinnabon, and that was num-nums.
Anyway. We just don't have any Pizza Hut near us anyway, so it's not
actually,
even...
Actually, we can't... I can't even order...
We're too far away.
Yeah, I can't order any Pizza Hut now because
Well, and it's like I'm not driving that far to get Pizza Hut.
Right.
I mean, and we used to order it in a lot, but you know, mm-hmm. it was right down there on 10th Street. So it was easy to drop in, pick up the pizza, drop, come right home. But now I don't even, there's not one in downtown Sacramento anymore. So I don't even know where they are.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that that's where we would always get a delivery from. And there's none close enough that deliver here anymore. So, all right. Let's see what holidays there are today. Today is Apple II Day.
Apple, yeah, they announced a bunch of stuff today.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're doing a new virtual reality kind of glasses things.
Yeah.
And guess what it's retailing at?
$4,000.
$3,500. So you were close.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm like, don't get it. Don't get it first. We got to let this thing, because the second or third generation is going to be much better than the first one.
Yeah. And let them get the bugs out.
We usually are early adapters, and a lot of times we get screwed because of it.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to say about that? Nope. I don't know, but I always think it's neat to see all the things that I can't afford. Festival of Popular Delusions Day. Sounds about right. Hot air balloons. Thank God it's Monday. Okay.
Okay, I'm celebrating that one.
Yeah, me too.
Because you know what Monday means?
Well, for us.
Chubb's Gone Wild podcast.
Oh, yes, that's true. It's pretty
so there's always something to look for on Monday.
For us.
Tuesdays.
Well, and then you love your Sundays too, right?
Yeah.
National Attitude Day. We'll practice that in a bit. Gingerbread Day. I've bred a few gingers. Oh, wait. That's not what that means. Sorry.
Well, you just had graham crackers, so it's almost the same thing.
Is it?
No, but I just want to say that.
No. But, gingerbread. I do like good gingerbread, but I stress good gingerbread. Veggie burgers. No, thank you. Sausage rolls.
They're fine, but just don't try to sell it as a hamburger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've had a few veggie burgers that were just fine, but.
You know, it would have even been better if they put it on top of a hamburger. Because yeah. it tasted like onions and mushrooms. And boy, that would be really good on top of a nice, juicy ground beef hamburger.
That's true. That's
with some cheese.
Yeah, no. Not okay. No. Okay. Sausage rolls. Oh man, sausage rolls. Oh, so cool. So cool. World Environment Day. I'm thankful for the environment of the world.
Well, especially with this week coming up, we're in June and we're going to have a week that only sees one day that's hotter than 85 degrees. Yeah, I'm okay.
No. I'm just wondering. Well, I don't want to wonder. I'm just going to live in the moment and be happy about it.
That's correct.
Yes.
Not count
on me, but I'm trying.
I just remember last year you were going, okay, so we know that if we can make it to October 1st, it's going to be cooler. So.
Yep.
So,
and that's what I did. I buckled down.
Counted down the fucking days. It was sick. It was sick. It's a sickness.
Yep. All right. Well, today we celebrate some birthdays, including Daniel, Tim, and Gregory.
Oh, no, we don't.
What?
Today? Okay, yes, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
Yeah, today. And then upcoming, happy birthday to Donnie, William. That's that Bill that used to work at the theater with us.
Bill, I love you so always.
Yeah, a lot of people loved Bill. Also, Orlena. Orla, who is the wife of one of my relatives that I found recently. I thought that was really, really cool, connecting with a queer family who's actually in the family. So that's pretty cool. Also, that Juan Carlos, former patron, And very, very cool artist. Got DeAndre. Hello, DeAndre. Also, Louis or Lewis, probably Lewis.
Louis.
You know, we got Susan Sluggo, Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Wait, Sluggo?
Sluggo, yeah.
Like the guy on Mr. Bill?
I guess. I don't really remember Mr. Bill much.
Mr. Sluggo, what do you mean you're going to press me in that, you know, that chicken press there? Oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to be fun.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill. That's about all I remember from that. That and his little red circle mouth thing.
Woo.
And then, yeah, Taffy Carlisle Huffington, she is from the, people are going to be screaming the name at us right now.
At you.
Well, yes, at me, yeah, because you remember it. What is it again?
I don't claim to know it.
Podcast. Pod is my co-pilot. Thank you. It just came to me. It's like I couldn't forget that. Anyway. And that reminds me. One moment, please. I have to make sure that I do this. So that we do not forget. It would be a huge faux pas for us to forget that. All right. And then finally, Jaina L. Ponder, because she was one of the original transgender podcasters for the Freak Network back in the day. And she is one of the very, very awesome, awesome person. All right. Well, there we go with that. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Okay. We did all that. We got here. Nothing in our feed bag. A little sad face. But we do have some chub hugs to send out, including that Scott MC and his husband Mark. His mom, Scott's mom, recently passed. And they had a service for him in the same, actually could have been the same pavilion that we had my dad's. And so she was laid to rest in the same cemetery that he is. So sending love out to them. And then also sending lots and lots of healing vibes to that Taylor from Odd is My Co-Pilot. He was in the hospital recently, and hopefully he's doing better and on his way out of there. So. How about you? You got some chub hugs?
Yeah, mine goes out to the drag queens.
Mm.
Anybody who dresses up against their own
gender norm.
Yes, whatever their norm is, because it seems like now they're after the Sisters of Perpetual, Indulgence in San Francisco. I guess maybe they're too drag queeny for them or something. And it's just bothering me because we always think, well, we're safe in California. Well, you know, with the limiting the queens on what they can do in Stockton and now this.
Yeah.
This is a call for California to watch what's going on.
Yep. In fact, on my Facebook, I have been ramping up my pride tenfold this month, having two or three posts a day that are almost specifically about pride. And I have noticed that a lot of the people that are connected on my Facebook who are LGBTQ or allies have been ramping up their posts as well and really making it clear, hey, bitch, we ain't going anywhere.
Well, I noticed that you stole mine from Facebook and put it on Twitter.
I may have. What was it?
That was, everyone's going to be very uncomfortable for the next month. It's a homophobe.
I posted it after I did.
I'm considering it stolen.
Okay. Well, you do that, and it was so good that I had to steal it and post it.
I get that.
But I've seen that on other stuff. All right, let me and of course we always send our shout outs and our chub hugs to all the people in the world that need it. Did you hear about the train crash?
In India,
Killing over
yeah.
200 people.
And over 1,000 were injured. But we've seen the pictures. You know, they've got, I think they said they've got like 180 trains for that run for, what is it, 12 million people?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, they are very, very
Probably more than that. I'm
train-based
sorry. It's
society.
more than 12 million. But yeah, they've got an awful, because they're the second highest population, aren't they? Think.
I will say I think so, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say that, it's ridiculous to me that these 1%ers who have so much fucking money that they don't even know what to do with aren't smart enough to invest a really in third world infrastructure. Just saying. Moving along. We did have some celebrity deaths this week, sadly.
I didn't hear about this one.
And the one thing that gets me too is that some of the celebrity deaths that they're listing are ones that actually happened a while back, but they just hadn't reported it.
Oh, you're talking about Barry Newman? That
Yeah.
was the 11th it was the 11th of May that he
Yeah.
died.
Yeah.
We don't
And
hear about it for
no.
almost a month.
Right.
It's
All right.
weird.
Award-winning songwriter Cynthia Weil died June 1st at the age of 82, and she co-wrote the songs On Broadway, On Broadway, Uptown, Here It
That's not
Comes.
the, that's not it. It's the neon lights are bright here
Yes,
on Broadway, on Broadway.
yeah, that's what I sang.
Not really.
And then Uptown. Then there's Here It Comes Again. You've lost that love and feeling. And Somewhere Out There from the little Fievel movie. Yeah.
Right. I'm just looking to see. If she ever won. No, that was the
I
only
thought
thing
she
she was
won.
ever. She was only nominated for Best Song for Somewhere Out There. She did get the ASCAP Award for Somewhere Out There, which is nice.
I
But,
remember they played that song to pieces,
oh,
so.
she also wrote the song Whatever You Imagine.
I don't know that one.
It's, you'd know it if you heard it.
Oh, okay.
It was a big song, big song. Good song, too.
Sergio Calderon, a veteran actor best known for his appearance in the Pirates of the Caribbean and Men in Black franchises, died May 31st at 77. Which is sad because that was on Corey Hart's birthday. He turned 61.
Oh, he's still cool.
Anna Shea from Bling Empire, unexpectedly died at 62, following a stroke. Her family shared the statement on June 5th. And Barry Newman, an actor known for his work in the 1971s, The Vanishing Point, and the NBC series Petrocelli?
Petrocelli.
Okay. Died of natural causes at age 92.
Yeah, he was big during the 70s, really big.
And on that sad note, Tom wants to talk to you about.
Oh, great. Yeah, let's lead in with more sadness. Well, I can start off right away with the fact that Padma from Top Sh leaving
No,
to devote more time to Taste the Nation with Padma.
yeah.
Which is a Hulu original, and available. First two seasons are available right now if you want to see them. She's really they're really good shows. You know, they cover topics anything for you know if they're talking about food, but you also get a lot of politics, and you can tell that she's one of us. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
She's one of us.
Well, I'm sad about that.
Yeah, I am too. Especially knowing that Kesha is taking her place.
Who?
Kesha.
Oh yeah, right.
K-E dollar sign H-A.
Key dollar sign ha. Yeah, I don't believe you.
She's not. I'm joking. I just want to keep saying that until you scream.
Well, you know, that's the thing of like, I'm shocked every time they bring somebody in to judge anything, but it's usually like, what the fuck do you know about this shit? You know, anyway.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping it's one of the past winners, you know, more.
Oh, are they going to bring the guy with the big hair back again?
Which one?
You know, the one who, was he a twin? I don't know. He did his season and you thought he was a bitch. And then he came back and he was like so overly happy he was obnoxious.
Well, I know Richard Blades.
I think that's the one who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I got a feeling, though, they're going to bring in another woman, though, to take her place.
Well, good, I guess. Because,
you know, I was going to audition, but, you know, they've already got one Tom on the show, so.
They do have one Tom, but you know, they do need a woman, so.
Okay.
But
we started watching Chinese Born American on Disney Plus. And so far, it's a pretty cute show. It's about this kid who's this Chinese young man who's escaping his father and his power and has moved to America. And now he's in this high school. Now, he's not even the main storyline, at least in the first two. There's a kid a Chinese kid who gets picked on a lot, who when the kid comes to the school, he gets kind of paired up with because he's the other Chinese kid. You know, and so they we're kind of seeing bits and pieces about the Chinese kid who's from China, who's escaping his dad, but more about this kid who's getting bullied and he's got some kind of powers we don't know. So
okay.
So far it's a decent little show. RuPaul, this week we had, have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay. Somebody leaves the show. Clearly leaves the show.
Okay.
And I won't tell you, but somebody voluntarily leaves the show and they have left the show for good. So it's not it's not one of those where, oh, they're coming
back up in a box like Shalandra.
Yeah. No, we saw them at the end of, Untucked, they packed their shit and left. And they're not going to be even a part of the runway contest.
Was this the one who on the preview was like saying, I don't even know why I'm here?
Yes.
The idea to leave. Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, I know, because she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But, she got fed up with the bitchiness and the politics and shit. So she,
I
know
there's
more to it than this, but yeah, it's sad to see her go.
Yeah. Well, that is sad. So I really liked her.
Yeah. Let's see. Drag Me to Dinner. Did you see that?
Which one?
Drag Me to Dinner.
No.
Okay. Drag Me to Dinner.
Oh. No, I haven't watched it yet. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No, it's not.
Isn't it like with Neil Patrick Harris and
Harris and his husband?
Yeah.
They invite two sets of drag queens over to throw parties, a theme party, and they have to throw it together in an hour and entertain. So it's just a dumb show. So I mean, there's no real substance to it. It's just meant to be funny.
Okay. I have it in my list to watch, so.
Okay, so the next one I saw was Queen of the Universe.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
I watched it, yes.
Okay, so we'll talk about that later. Nora Queens from Nora from Queens, that's Awkwafina's show on Comedy Central. Okay. I don't even care what the episode is. Okay. What I care about is on the on the commercial before the big, cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us the preview for next week.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So what happens is, she's questioning her life. And so what's happening is she's going back and looking at all these different times in her, different ways that her life could have turned out. And in one of them, it's, Awkwafina. And that's what they showed us in the preview. That was the big thing. So she goes, I'm Awkwafina. Well, who's that? Well, I'm you. You're me. And then all of a sudden it goes off and, you know, next week, you know, this is next week. And then all of a sudden it stops, goes back. And then she's going, oh, I just don't know what I'm doing. And she walks in the room and who are you? Oh, I'm Awkwafina. It was the same fucking scene. Kay disappointe. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let's see. Up next, we've got Gordon Ramsay now has Food Stars, which is dumb. The premise is interesting, but the way they carry it out is dumb. And MasterChef is back, but they're doing regionals now. It's the Northeast against the West Coast, against the Midwest, against the South. So they got to think of a new way of doing it. Otherwise, it's just the same group of people cooking again.
Yeah, I just wish. Now, aren't they bringing back? Is he bringing back Hell's Kitchen?
Of course, it'll be back probably by the end of the summer. You know, this is the summertime is time for Gordon Ramsay. He's always got multiple shows on. He's kind of like Guy Fieri on the Food Channel. Gordon is Fox's glory boy.
Right.
You need another show? Okay, I can think of one. The problem with the Food Star one is he's got a bunch of group of people who have like interesting things that they're selling or developing or, you know, products or services. Mm-hmm. But then he's putting them through the same bullshit that he puts through the kids on Hell's Kitchen. They're cooking for people. It's like, okay, the guy who's developed an app on sharing recipes probably doesn't have, you know, the thing to go for, you know, like when they do the restaurant wars on Top Chef, you know, he doesn't know how to work a kitchen. That's not, right. You know, that's why it's dumb. Anyway, still watching Silo, which is on over on Apple TV, the post-apocalyptic thing where they're stuck in this giant silo and everyone's questioning why we're not able to go out. No one's ever been out that we know of. If this has been going on for 200 years, somebody should go out there. But every time they go out there, they die when they go out there. But what they've done is they're obviously poisoning the people. So it shows like they're dying to scare people to stay in the silo, but still don't know why.
That sounds like they took part of the plot from 100. On the early episodes, and then just fleshed it out into that. Yeah.
On the other two, which is used to be on Comedy Central, but now it's on Max.
Yeah.
The other two is about the siblings who they're the older siblings of basically Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. and they want to be as famous as he is. So. The older brother, he gets a job from Disney to play the first openly apologetic, unapologetic gay character. Okay. And what he is he's a giant gay glop. He's like a jello creature, you know, like one that was on Star Trek that Norm played.
Orville, yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so he's that way. And he goes, well, how's this character gay? Well, because when they come looking for him, when, you know, they've got to get up and go right now, they knock on the door and open the door and he's in bed with another glob. Okay, well, how do we know the glob is gay?
Right.
And they go, well, because if he's with another glob, well, what if he was straight? Wouldn't he be with another glob? Oh, no, he'd be with a female woman. Right. And so that's the joke. So he wants the job with Disney. So he goes, Oh, okay. I get it. Okay. Is that now that makes sense. Sure. Okay. That's great. So they make the movie, they publicize it on opening night, or not opening night, but the premiere. They have, people who hate the gay gloop walk, and then they have, glads there. And so there, the scene happens and they go, wait, where's the scene? Well, that was the scene. And they go, well, so they stop the movie and they're all like going, how is that anything? And he goes, well, because he's in bed with another glop. If he was straight, he'd be in bed with a female woman. And they're like, what? Just they all made the face you did. So later on, he after the premiere, he's like walking and somebody goes, oh my God, did they egg you? And did those awful rednecks egg you? And he goes, no, this was glad. So it was so funny. And this guy is so thirsty to be famous. He'll do anything. And that's his character. That is basically all his character. And he'll appear pretty much naked on screen all the time. So.
Oh, he's naked all the time?
Quite a bit. I mean,
Oh.
close to naked. I mean, I haven't seen his bits, but I've seen everything else. And he's got terrible chest hair. It's almost as bad. Well, it's worse than yours, but the same thing.
Oh, thank you.
You know, like 20 hairs in between his nipples, and that's it. Wait, where'd you go? What happened?
Studio dog would not stop barking at neighbors,
Okay.
so I
Okay.
had to.
So anyway, Ted Lasso, a final goodbye.
Keep
Oh my God,
talking.
you're leaving again.
Yep, keep talking.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was all sad and it was all, you know, it was just sad. But, the best part was at the, right before their last practice. Well, at the end of their last practice, I should say, not before. But the end of their last practice, all the team performs the last, well, the last scene of the first act of Sound of Music, where they go, goodbye, farewell. So it's the whole team out there going, goodbye, farewell. I've got to say goodbye to
Aw.
you. And so some of them leave and some of them, you know, stay. So they complete the whole song. It was very funny. And yeah, it was a very sad ending show. I mean, everybody was happy, except the audience. So,
Yeah, I saw a lot of love on Facebook, even
yeah.
from people I was surprised to see.
Well, and then, the woman who plays Rebecca, who was also shame, shame. She's the owner in the show and fantastic actress. She's been all over. She's been hitting pride events in Britain and, she, actually hosted the Eurovision Awards. So she's very gay friendly and I love her. And she's going to be a favorite of mine for a long time.
Yeah.
Top Chef, we'll talk about later. Summer Baking, we'll talk about later. Still watching Platonic on Apple Plus with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne. The second episode was she wants to buy this house that used to be an old nursing home. And because it's got this huge yard and so many different bedrooms, and she's got three kids and two kids. But they want to have enough bedrooms to cover the kids and have a guest room. And so he goes with her and she's like looking around and he goes, this place is a pile of shit. I cannot believe this is going to take you a fortune to fix up. This thing is from the 70s and it looks like it's still in the 70s. You know, and it's so modernizing it and, you know, lights were coming off on, and there was that problem with the ghost in the one of the bedrooms. So that would have been a problem. But other than that, so finally she's like, I can't buy this house. I can't buy this house. And so they don't. It was a cute episode. It's them, you know, getting their friendship back together is basically what it meant. Fuber or Fubber or whatever the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show is.
Uber.
Really fun show. It's there's 8 episodes. We're on number 3 and it's moving really well. It's just him working with his daughter. And then once they start working together, then everyone's like going, why are you two running off together all the time? Because they're undercover. So all their family is like confused with what's going on. It's a cute show. Finally, saw 2 stand-ups this week on streaming. First one was Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
And it was good, but the problem was that I had seen a lot of that act before. So I'm not sure where I saw it or where she was trying it out, but I've seen it before. She was talking about the pandemic and her wife, and it was like, it's weird because I get this a lot now because we go and see these comedians, and when they do their act, it's the act. Like the new machine movie with Bert Kreischer that's out right now. There's a new movie out right now. Okay. Call the Machine. Well, the Machine is part of his act that we saw. And this is when he was a kid, when he was a teenager in Europe. He was used as like a drug mule, I believe it was. So it moves on from there. But in this case, I'd heard way too much of it. Second one we saw was Sarah Silverman over on, that was Wanda Sykes was Netflix. Sarah Silverman's on Max. It was good. The problem is that she's not going for big laughs. You titter a lot, you know, you're smiling a lot, but you're not, there were very few where I was laughing out loud. So I'm not sure how I felt about that. It was weird. You know, because normally you think, you know, you should be like belly laughing through comedians. But it was good. I mean, it still was good over there on Max. Really enjoying Max over there, by the way.
You know, I am too.
They got their shit. What happened was they brought in Discovery to take care of the menu, which is so much better than the old menu. Trying to find stuff and it was always fucked up. It was always fucked up. So I was really happy to see that go. And it's just, it's so nice because it's not just HBO. It just it felt like HBO Max was just HBO. And this, it feels like it's so much more, like you're getting more for your money. And definitely I'm going there and spending more time than I did when it was just HBO Max. With that, I guess we're going to go with mutual.
Cool.
Shows.
All right. Starting with Queer Eye 7. Do you watch any more of that?
I'm all done with it.
All done with that? Okay, so am I. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and we're both still just shocked by how awful that dress was in the last episode. I mean, I don't want to see your nipples, and I don't want to see that you're wearing black boxer briefs. Come on.
That's the thing, is that I already don't like bad fits. And that was just a badly fit dress. It looked like a big gunny sack.
Well, underneath it, it's like you're supposed to either wear something pretty or a petticoat or a
nice pair of shorts that aren't like, you know, maternity wear. I mean, Jonathan is the one that we're not supposed to knock on out of dressing because he can dress however he wants because he's non-binary, but you can be non-binary or gender fluid and still dress nicely. And those were just hideous. And I don't care about the nipples or anything like that, but if you're going to wear something see-through, at least have something underneath it that doesn't look like you're like, oh, nobody will see this. Yeah. Yeah, we did. And the
pretty,
sad thing
pretty,
is,
that's what you got to think. Pretty, pretty.
Yeah. And that's the thing that got me is that one of our former podcasters, Twinkle Boy, who's all grown up and now he's Twinkle Bear. He got to meet him in person the other night and get his autograph and a picture with him. And he was wearing a shapeless dress and you could see his black lacquer shorts or whatever it is underneath it. And I was like, girl, you were at like an opera house or something. What are you wearing? Ugh. Anyway, but still love him. But girl, come on. Anyway,
well, I'm sorry, but she is a style icon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're a style icon, you have a certain responsibility. Dolly Parton does not leave the house without looking like Dolly Parton.
Yep. Even when she's working in her garden.
End of story.
Yeah.
All I have to say is if you've got an 80-year-old woman who can make sure that she doesn't leave the house without looking like herself.
Right.
Then Jonathan can put on some pretty, pretty panties.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Top Chef World All-Stars. I have not seen it yet. Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. And was this the last episode or the next to last?
Next to last. And okay. I can. And in the preview, it's I love when Ali goes, you can't have the finale without Ali.
I love that. That was funny. Yeah.
And then they go to prove him wrong.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. No, not Ali.
Ali is bye-bye.
Oh, well, I'll still watch the episode, but that's very sad.
Yeah, so now it's either Mexican
guy. My other
guy.
Little boyfriend from Mexico.
Yeah, and then you also have the girl and Buddha.
See, I think Buddha's going to win.
Oh, that's.
I swear it was just like once he hit his stride, it's like nonstop. Oh, Buddha's wonderful. Buddha's wonderful. And he is very good. He's very talented.
It's all about knowing how to compete in these contests. You know, Alex, you know, she has her own show, Beat Alex. You got Beat Bobby Flay. These are people who are hard to beat in competition. Does it happen? Sure. They can have bad days too, but they don't have as many bad days as the rest of us do.
Right.
They know how to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. Then we have RuPaul's All Stars 8, which you already kind of talked a little bit about. We have the Summer Baking Championship, which I am not cut up with. And then we have Queen of the Universe season 2.
Queen of the Universe.
And you told me to watch it, or you mentioned it was on, so I ran over there. Well, clicked over there and watched both episodes. And I was actually impressed. I didn't watch season 1, but I was actually really impressed with season 2 or the two episodes I've seen. We have Michelle Visage as a judge.
Right.
We have
Vanessa Williams.
That was Vanessa Williams? Sorry. I knew it was Vanessa, but
Tracy,
I did not even
Tracy
read
Mattel
it.
And Scary Spice. No, Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
No, she's scary.
Mel B. Yep.
Okay.
Who drove me fucking crazy.
Well, somebody has to be the Simon.
Well, and that's fine. I mean, that's what Michelle, I thought Michelle was there for.
Yeah, and I love when Tracy goes, oh my God, what are you trying to take Michelle's job? You know,
Well, right, because you have there were some horrible performances there that Mel B, who waves her arms around every time she talks, and she's just like, oh my God, that was the most wonderful thing I've ever seen. I mean, you need a little bit of, you know, notes, but you can just fine, honey. And I'm like, really? And then,
she hits on Adele's song.
Yeah, you get a really good fucking performance, like the Adele song,
right.
And she just is like, that was shite. Oh, I can't stand the fact that oh my God, get off the stage.
And don't like, do Adele if you can't do it one. Better than her.
Right. She was the best one of the bunch, actually. I mean, the Adele song was a little slow and some of the others did just amazing performances with class songs and got you into them. But there was a couple crap shows there, and she gave the crap ones better than she did. And I'm like, is it just because she's trans? and the others aren't?
Oh, she was
trying. Are you giving her a harder time because she's so good? Or are you just being a bitch?
I think it's because she's British and Adele's British. So don't.
Well,
do...
you know what? Half of the songs were, well, I don't know. I'd have to watch it again, but at least some of the other songs are British. What, you think you can go over there? Oh my God, you're in Britain. Don't do anything British. Or are you going to go to America and do everything that's like French and German? Because, oh my God, that's an American song. Don't sing it here. Whatever. She needs to get over herself.
Oh my.
But as far as the
I
rest
think of you're stuff, taking it all a little too seriously, but go ahead.
I don't know. It just really annoyed me. But anyway, so they got rid of two. Spoiler alerts.
No, they got rid of one.
No, they got rid of two. They got rid of Miss Brazil, who was very, like, thank you. I'm so glad that I'm here. Thank you for the opportunity. Love you all. Bye bye. And then she left. And then they got rid of, Miss Israel, who was atrocious. Like her outfit, her singing, which she is a very talented singer, but it just did not come across. It was flat. It was boring. Who cares? And they said, and we pick you to leave. And she's just like, okay, goodbye.
Oh, I know. She was, you could tell she was not Miss Congeniality.
No, she was. And funny when, what's her name, leaned over. I keep calling her Kitty Cattrall. What the fuck is her name? The drag.
Tracy.
No.
Trixie.
Yes. When she goes, I think she's mad, girl. I was like, yeah, she's more than a little mad. So, anyway, I'm enjoying it. How about you?
Okay. I worry.
You worry about what?
You.
Why?
Well, because you're so involved.
Well, it's nice to be involved about something. Goodness, some of the shows that I've been watching lately, I'm just like, just slogging through it. I haven't been watching that much TV just because of that. I'm so bored with most of the stuff.
Well, that's because there's nothing on. You have to find something to watch these days. I know that, because, I mean, I am, I've been getting pretty desperate on some of the shit I'm watching. Just to have, I mean, I, yesterday, okay, like, I'll get done with Alex Wagner or Rachel Maddow, whoever's on at 6 o'clock on weekdays. And then I've been switching over to watching QVC or HSN because they're talking and it's new. I don't have to pay attention if I don't want to, but it feels like there's somebody else in the room. Cause that's why a lot of people leave the TV on all the time.
Yeah.
Or music, because then it you don't feel like you're alone.
Right.
And so I've been turning to HSN and QVC. And then of course I bought something. So the drain cleaner that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
It was on again. So I bought some to keep on hand.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. I'm going to be getting some of that if it works as well as you say.
Oh my God. It works so well.
Cool.
So well.
Okay, for me, still working on Kissing in Spokane, and so our Patreons will see another little segment of that coming out soon. Also, I finished up The Citadel on Amazon, which is the big blockbuster spy series that they actually have named it the Spyverse, because there's going to be another installment with another super spy. Ooh. I don't think I'm going to bother watching it. I got myself through the 6 episodes of this shit show. Let me tell you, I should say that if you are into just, you know, shoot 'em up shit, whether it makes sense or whatever, watching a pretty guy and a pretty girl, you know, uncover all sorts of secrets about who they were because their memories have been taken away, blah, blah, blah. then this is for you. If not, this is the most cookie cutter, churn it out as fast as you can. Doesn't matter if it makes any sense. Just, it was a complete, I just felt like it was a waste of my time to even bother paying any attention to. So there it is. Yeah. So, I've been trying to watch a little something gay every day, and I watched Standout. So that was the, LGBTQ plus celebration from 2001, I believe, or maybe it was 2002. It was hosted by Billy Eichner, and then had, Eddie Izzard, Margaret Cho, Sandra Bernhard, Tig Notaro, Wanda Sykes, and a whole list more. They had like, people that they just flew in to introduce other people, like big names that were just introducing comedy acts that came up and did a little 5-minute bit. And for the most part, it was really fun. It was great to see, gay, and it was great to see some of the performers that I haven't had a chance to see for a long time. Even Eddie Izzard, who I swear after that one show couldn't do shit that was decent after that, comedy-wise, did an amazing fucking performance. So it was all really great, but man, there were a couple of them that bombed and bombed hard, and sadly, their headliner, the closing act, how the hell she was the headliner with some of these people, was Sandra Bernhard. Now, I do love Sandra, but, it was not good. She phoned it in. She got up there and she started out saying a bunch of shit that didn't make sense. Then she went into part of her act that didn't fit. And then she closed it out with a great speech that got a standing ovation. Should have stuck with the speech because the rest of it, bad. But if you want something that just makes you happy to be gay, go over and watch it. It's on Netflix. I also went back and watched the first three episodes of The Real O'Neills season one. And, Nephi, shut up. It was really fun, actually. The lead actor still annoys me. I mean, the gay kid actor still annoys me. I don't know.
I mean, that why. Is, you know, that is Ben Platt's fiance.
Yes, who re-proposed to him. So they have proposed to each other, which is just amazing and wonderful and sweet. And two people that are very awkwardly very talented, who I hope that they never have kids.
You know, he came in as his Ben Platt's replacement on the Broadway musical.
Yes.
About the kid with the cast. What was it called? That one.
I know. Told you about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And also, you can also see him right now on The Good Doctor he's a regular on that now too.
Oh really? Oh, that's interesting. See, I was glad that he grew his little facial hair and everything, but he was really good on The Real O'Neills, but for some reason he just annoys me. But I'll tell you that the whole show, I was sad it went off, and it was just a reminder of that it was actually really fun. And of course, Martha Plimpton can do no wrong.
Right. I agree. I totally agree with you there. And the dad is now Ben on the Connors.
Yes.
And happy to see him working constantly.
Yeah.
So, it's and the daughter, who was so good in The Real O'Neills, was also in The New Normal. And now she's and then she went on to Love Victor, where she's a regular. So she's been in three different gay shows.
That's another one I haven't watched, but I need to. Yeah. That's really cool. I'm glad that they're working, because they were that was a really well put together. Oh, and the older boy, he is in Lopez versus Lopez. So
you really can't call him a boy, because I'm sure he was like 30 during the show.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Okay, so then two notes. Well, okay, actually, so then I finally, it's all out. So I went over and I binge watched over two nights Star Trek Picard. And I am so glad I waited till they were all out. And I am so glad that I finally got a chance to just sit and binge it because it is so good. It is far better than the first two seasons of it. Not that those were bad, but this is just like they got their shit together. And now this is their final season of it. And Tom, I'm sorry, Tom's glitching on the video. It's a little freaky. That's like AI has taken over his body.
No, I was just drinking a Diet Coke.
Well, all I could see was over and over for like 30 seconds. It was
Okay,
like
now
you were giving a real phantom blowjob.
I gotta go get another Diet Coke. So
Okay. So
hey,
anyway.
tell them about and just like that.
Okay, well, I want to finish with the card first. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Don't forget to get some Bengay while you're out there. Star Trek Picard. I'm so disappointed that it's not going to have another season now because, I mean, they had their shit together. They reunited the entire, and I'm not doing spoilers in case you haven't really seen it yet, but they reunited pretty much the entire, Next Generation cast. And they are so good. They're so on par. It was great to see it all. They set everything up. The story kept you guessing because you didn't freaking know until you knew right before they knew, and it was so good. And also one and it's so brilliantly acted. Amanda Plummer, who is the daughter of Christopher Plummer, played the evil in this. She played one of the big bad characters. And she was so evil and she did it so well with the most, she was insanely crazy and cruel and just brilliant at it. You loved to hate her. It's kind of like, the mistress on Doctor Who. It's like, God, you just fucking hated her, but she was so good at it. You just loved to hate her. So, I
Well,
was.
it's nice to see, when you have an actress that's so gorgeous play an evil role.
And she, the, oh the, my God, the makeup and everything they did on her, it was just like, oh, she's so creepy. But it was wonderful. It was so fucking wonderful. So,
Okay, now everyone right now is going, she's not gorgeous. Why is he not saying something?
I saw a picture of her from a few years ago when she was younger, and she really was
No.
gorgeous.
No, she's always been like the ideal supporting character actress.
Well, then she fucking deserves it because she was brilliant. Anyway,
Oh, I believe me, her talent is not in question.
yeah, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, and a throwback for you on it. One of the lead characters is a guy named Jack. His character's named Jack, and he was from Downton Abbey. He was the the when the gay footman,
Thomas.
whatever, he had like the counterpart that hated him for a while, and like he tried to hit on him because he thought maybe he was in love with him, and then he beat him up and it became a whole thing for a little bit. Remember that? Well, anyway, that actor
Okay.
is integral to this series and is much, much better in this series than the other one.
Oh, good.
All right, so two notes that are coming up, and Just Like That has been it's now shooting or shot for its second season. So I'm really looking forward to that coming back. It was really good, and it was even, I would say, better than most of the Sex and the City seasons. Also Kim Cattrall is going to be a part of this season, but because there are odds, you know, she's at odds with some of the cast. They agreed to let her do it by phone. So basically, the scenes that she's in are, she's on the phone instead of actually being in the, you know, with any of the other actresses. So, but it's still good to have her reprise her character. And then also, I don't know if you've been to the theater, you may have seen it, but there is a movie coming out called Joyride, and it is mostly an Asian female cast, and it is a comedy. It's coming out July 7th, and it looks so funny. I am really looking forward to this. I might actually try to figure out how to go see it in the theater. It's just, I watched the preview and I was like, oh, it's probably going to be a romance. It wasn't. It was funny. And by the time she said, I just had drugs in my asshole in a preview of the thing, I was just like, okay, I'm going to see this. So I'm looking forward to that. Baby showers. Want some advice?
Don't submerge their head below the water.
Oh dear. Yeah. Well, let's try this a different way. All right. This is from Miss Manners.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. That would be more of a Dear Prudy thing, I think. What is a shower planner to do? It is impossible to generate is it possible to generate a manageable guest list anymore, given the climate of gender neutrality?
Okay.
My gay girlfriends want to bring their partners. My transgender friends do too. And my gay nephew wants to be invited along with his husband. Am I supposed to give all the invites guests a plus one? I'm all for co-ed parties and showers, but they require twice as many seats and there are twice as many mouths to feed, which is something that just defeats the purpose of a shower. If we now have to invite two guests from each household, when before it was only one, then venue options become limited and the budget is stressed. Should we just do away with the bridal and baby showers?
Yes.
Make it potluck.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, obviously, if it's too tough for you, yeah, you're right. Heaven forbid, you know, people actually want to go to a fucking baby shower anyway.
Which is so just to get
you
presents.
You got people that want to come and you're bitching about it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. You spend $5 a head on some cookies and some drinks.
Yeah.
You get like a $200 pram. You know,
and what exactly are you serving that is, you know, got you all up in arms?
I don't know how many Snickers to melt into the diapers.
Yeah. Well, this, what it's come down to is that, you know, it's like, it kind of reminds me of the day when, Jaina would, you know, they'd have a party at Jaina's place and at Jaina's work and, the thing was bring your whole family. And as Jaina goes, oh, so I can bring my roommates because they're my family. And they go, no, we mean children and spouses. And they were specific. They were not going to sway on this at all. Mm-hmm. So she could bring one guest and that was it. So it's just all this, you know, I mean, the complaining here is because she's complaining about all these weird people wanting to bring their spouses or their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever they call. I don't know. Can I even call them that anymore? Oh, why is life so difficult?
Yeah, well, it did her. Seem kind of, you know, weird what? That she.
I'm not going to that party. Fuck her. I'm going to say I'm going so she can spend the extra money for Sean. Neither of us are going.
There you go. It did seem kind of odd that she was pointing out all LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
You know. She didn't have a problem with her single people fucking up. But anyway.
No, with the straight people bringing their kids, you know.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. So anyway, I still think this is probably another manufactured question. But anyway, we'll just treat it as real and say, make it potluck or shut the fuck up and just don't do it.
Yeah.
That's my.
I mean, if you're really not worried about spending an extra, you know, $30 on food, then don't have.
Was that really your concern? Was it?
Yeah. I mean, we know the concern. We know what it really was.
Right. So Miss Manners said, so to the question, should we just do away with bridal and baby showers? Miss Manners answered, yes, if the result is going to be antagonizing all the couple's friends. Okay. Well, Miss Manners just read her.
Yeah.
The Library of Manners was open. Okay. All right, next up, hey Chubbs, it's Pride season. Are you proud to be gay?
See, I just don't. I mean, I understand the whole thing of Pride. You know, oh, we should be, you know, waving the flag. But I, you know, I mean, sure, I've got my Apple Watch has the Pride logo on. See?
Aww.
So, but you know what? I you know, it's just like. I just don't understand why I have to be out and loud. Well, out I understand, but this I wish there didn't have to be a holiday for it.
Well, we could just
feel, you know, pride all year long.
Well, exactly, and that's how it should be. So that's a good way of saying it, because, you know, back in the day, that was what we wanted. We wanted to just not have to, you know, constantly be, look, we're different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed.
But at the same time, now more than ever that we have gotten our rights and everything, now more than ever we're under attack again. And I think
right.
That means that we have to be extra loud. Basically like that, you know, after you have a big argument with somebody and you win, and then they sit next to you and they're real quiet for a while, and then suddenly they start grumbling again, and you have to turn to them and yell again, even louder, to shut up. That's where we're at right now. We have to stand up with the big stick in our hand, you know what I mean, and basically be like, look, I said, and they need to shut up. So anyway, otherwise we're going to end up in Nazi Florida and all over the place. So I'm just saying. Tom's still envisioning that big stick. All right. But yes, I actually am proud to be gay. And the further that I go in life, I am really glad that I'm gay. I would not want it any other way.
Oh, but you know, you're.
And I'm not dissing straights by that. I'm just saying.
You're cis male, of course. You've got everything. That's why you're proud of everything, because you get
Am
everything.
Do you know that?
Yes, I do know
Have
that.
Have I said that to you before?
Yeah, well, no, you've told me that people tell that to you. So I'm just repeating what they said.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the certain place that got started by gay men, but yet is not, they're not welcome there anymore.
Gay men and lesbians, but you know, if you identify as a gay white sure. man, they don't want you.
Right. And it's like, it makes me angry, because I had to deal with all the shit in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and that is so much less today, let's say. It's still there, but it's so much less.
So. All right. Well, we're going to just leave that discussion tabled for now. Hey, Chubbs, what relative or friend's anti-gay feelings hurt you the most?
I had a girl at work one time say, gays want to marry, what next? Your dog?
Oh, your
car? And I said, so you think that a gay relationship is no more than having a pet? And she's going, obviously I don't mean that, but it's like, it's not real. And, she didn't last much longer at work.
Yeah.
Wasn't too long after that they finally got rid of her.
Well, that's good.
And I will say that she was the funniest person I've ever met in my life, but also, you know,
yeah,
I couldn't believe it. We had been friends for 15 years at that point. And,
oh, wow.
And she'd never said anything like that before. And when she did, I was just, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was so taken back by it.
What next? Marry your dogs? Oh, is that what your husband did, girl? Yeah, that, wow. Especially being friends that long.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere like that. That is
not know where it came from.
Yeah. For me, it was my uncle, my favorite uncle. And he went from being totally cool with whatever to going through Christian conversion, came out the other side, and I was just gay, and anybody that associated with me was going to be go to hell, and I was going to go to hell, 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 hell. And even though he says, oh, well, you know, it's all different. We all have our different, ways of, you know, of our different lifestyles, but you still vote against my rights. You still preach against my rights, and fuck you. I still have issues. I'm on talking terms with him now, but that's it. I don't let him in, and I will call him out on his any bullshit that he starts. So anyway, next up. Hey, it's What's in Your Lunchbox with Mr. Moose. And Mr. Moose wrote in a very long letter. He said, when I screw up the kitchen, I fail spectacularly. We are hosting a little dinner party, and I wanted to have something unique, a homemade pizza pocket of sorts. This was my first attempt. A soft yeast bread dough rolled thin. On it was a little pizza sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Then another thin layer of bread dough. Each little pillow of dough was brushed with olive oil and sprinkled with Parmesan cheese, and Italian seasoning before baking. Should be a self-contained bite of pizza-flavored goodness, but no, too much bread. With the pizza sauce for dipping, it sort of works, but I can just imagine how much sauce will end up on my living room carpet from the served guests. And since I can't afford to replace the new carpet right now, this won't be served. I need a good caterer. Oh, it looks like a really good attempt, though.
Well, you know, I need them.
Yeah.
And you know, I would just kind of tear them apart, you know, like tear them in half and then dip it and eat it. Uh-huh. I would. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just had a French bread pizza for lunch. So, you know, I mean, how much different is that?
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I understand about the dripping on the carpet thing too, but, you know.
I just got rid of all my carpets for almost that reason.
Well, anyway. Mr. Moose, I know you said that was a fail, but that looks like a win to me. So, all right. Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in providing HIV infection. Preventing. Very different. HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. And don't forget Tom's other podcast over at swannerandjudd.com. My books, justkisstheguy.com. All our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And don't forget to leave us that congratulations message. Yeah. Over at
408.
Yeah. That is
408.
Uh-huh.
69. Chubbs.
Nice.
So 408-69 Chubbs. What a great way of wishing happy anniversary on our 50th. Well, it's not really an anniversary. 500th episode, 50th. I can't get anything right.
Yeah. And then we'll make the big announcement. So.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I made some infused chocolate chip cookies yesterday.
Oh, I hate you.
And they featured WCC.
World Collective. No, what?
White chocolate chips.
Oh.
Dark and white chocolate chips.
Oh.
Eat cookies. Woohoo!
That sounds really good. My heart. White chocolate chip macadamias are my
favorite. Oh, they're the best. But you know what? They're hard to make because the I always get bad macadamia nuts.
Huh.
Well, they just don't taste right. But you know, like when you get them at the grocery store, you know, you get like a 12 pack, you know, like a 12 pack, a dozen, you know, white chocolate chip cookies, and you get it home and they're fabulous. But you know, if you get a thing of macadamia nuts and you bake them into the cookies, they don't taste the same.
What you should do is, you know, those, the candies like Ferrero Rocher or Rocher or whatever, where they have the Nutella around it and then the chocolate, but in the middle is a little half macadamia nut.
Yeah.
You should just get those, a package of those, and then suck all the chocolate and the Nutella and stuff off the macadamia nuts, and then put those macadamia nuts in the cookies, and then you'll have really good white chocolate and macadamia cookies.
I thought they were hazelnut inside.
Oh, that's right. No, that won't work.
Okay. Well, it was a good thought.
Yeah. But still, you get that nice chocolate and everything, and, you know. Hey, white chocolate hazelnut cookies, that could work.
I do love my white chocolate, though.
Me too.
So.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.